spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Now I'm recording.
Now we are.
Yeah, no, I have the same. I have like oil of oregano and ginger.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I took a whole bunch of shit. And now I have. It's like I'm hungover.
Yeah.
So Wendy was sick last week. Now it's my turn. If you guys can't tell.
Yeah, we're just trading.
Wendy sounded like an 80-year-old grandma who's been smoking. I sound like somebody broke my fucking nose.
I still have a smoker voice. But yeah, you do sound, you're more nasally, which is interesting because I've done a lot more cocaine more recently.
True. I was going to say, I've done more cocaine.
Yeah.
But many, many years ago.
Right. I like that's our big dick off. It's like, okay, first of all.
I've done more drugs than you, okay?
Yeah. Stop acting like. I thought about that last night. My friend Kim, who I worked with at the gym at 24 Hour Fitness like years ago. She's in town. She lives in Connecticut, and she came up with her boyfriend. They came to a show last night, and I saw her, and I had a flashback to like when we would take those Black Diamond energy pills, and I just... And she was like, and we were talking about, she was like, do you want to go get a drink? And I'm like, oh, I don't drink anymore. And she goes, oh, no. She goes, yeah, I should probably quit. And she goes, is that like for weight loss? So I was like, oh, no, I had a terrible cocaine problem.
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't seen you in 3 years. I had a big drug habit. And I was like, you know those black pills we took? You know, that was meth. And she goes, was it? And I go, oh, yeah.
Wait, did she really not know?
No, I think everyone just was like, oh, it's like a caffeine diet pill. She was.
Everybody knew that that shit was meth.
Well, not everybody.
That, and then what was the stuff on the TV? Well, Jesus, it's already off to a good start.
I know. It was ephedra.
Yeah.
Well, but see, I was like, and here's the thing is because I'd never done drugs in my early 20s, so I just was like, oh, it's like a caffeine thing. And when I took it, I felt really good and not spazzy. And so yeah. I was like, oh, this is like a vitamin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a really good vitamin.
Yeah.
So it works great.
So I told her, I was like, so if you ever feel lame, just know that you also did crystal meth in your early 20s. And she was like, okay.
Speaking of drip, you know, I feel, because I've got such a bad like nasal drip.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I was going to say, you wanted to get drugs?
That'll make me feel better.
Speaking of drugs, I already feel terrible.
Oh, you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
When you have like a really bad nasal drip and it's just like, ugh.
No,
that's all I have in my stomach right now. Is tea, water, apple juice, and snot.
Mm.
Is that good to settle your tum-tum when you're not feeling well?
I think
I'll
so.
Press, babe, get me some saltines to throw in the mix.
Yeah, you need to have, it's nice to have like, you need some carbs.
You know what? I am, here. We can still record. I'm going to text him and tell him to pick me up some broth and some
nice
saltines.
I love that we're doing this. Well,
this is important.
It is important.
This is
what you need.
Preston. I'm sorry. I have to say his name out. Can you
please
grab me some soup and unsalted saltines?
Love you, babe. Thank you.
Thanks, babe. Well, I'm not going to say thanks yet because he could say no.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to thank him preemptively.
No. That's...
I feel like poo. Love you.
I like a preemptive
and I'm
thank
back. Hello.
You. Hello.
There we go. Thanks for letting me dip out of this FaceTime real quick.
Dude, I do that too. Like, when I'm texting, I say the words out loud. And also, if I'm thinking about like an emoji or if it's a happy thing, I smile at my phone. I'll be like,
how do you get emojis?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't, on the new iPhone, I don't know how to get emojis.
No, I'm about to tap out of this FaceTime because I don't know off the top of my head, but I know I send them.
I know how to make the speaky dinosaur people.
I'm sorry, what?
The speaky dinosaur men people.
I think you don't have an iPhone.
I don't think you have a phone.
Right. I think what you're describing is a mental illness.
No, the thing where you hold it up to your face and you talk and then it makes you a shark or a robot. Wendy's looking at me like I made this up.
Well, I have an iPhone 7 still, so I don't know if this is a fancy iPhone thing.
I wonder if I could send one to you.
Try it.
And send one to you.
Yeah, that's...
During the break. Here, I'll do... You know, let's just do it now.
You know what? You know what? We'll save that for the Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. Yeah. I mean, if there's ever a week to join Patreon, it's going to be this one, where it's me and Wendy just fucking around on our phones and sending things back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
So you'll hear it on one of our end, and then you'll hear it on the other one, because we're not going to wait to look at it.
No. Well, wait a minute. So you have a function on your phone. The emojis is easy. You just push the picture of like the little on the bottom icon. I think it's like I hit a picture of a happy face and I can scroll through all the emojis.
I know. I don't have that anymore.
Your phone is fucking whack, dude.
I can't do music on Instagram.
I hate to break
it to you. All I can do is send myself as a shark robot.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. Your phone is whack. And that's the face unlocker. You changed it so you have...
I will not do the face unlock. That is two spooks.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need Preston to be able to get in your phone.
Yes, I do.
Just on the...
Oh,
did he respond to your saltine request?
Not yet. So this could be... Guys, we might have to end this early.
Yeah.
I might have to kill somebody. If that motherfucker gets me regular saltines, then I'll really...
So... You don't.
I'll be on a flight to New York.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. I already have a house guest. You may as well fucking join the party.
Oh, yeah. Join. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean.
Oh, God.
Yeah, three of us can stay in here because Sebastian.
Oh, yeah. Three people in a studio apartment's very comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
That aren't family.
Yeah.
Yes, very comfortable.
It's nice. Well, my apartment is like all
of
Garden.
And no one's doing drugs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're all sober.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds. I'm sick. This sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah, it'll be like when...
Guys, this is the last episode of Pussy Fart Gang.
I know.
Because I'm going to move in with Wendy for 12 hours and we will never speak again.
No. Well, mostly because... And I know you think it's like, oh, because you'll be in a fight. No, because we'll be dead.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I think I grew a second pussy because I got a bug bite so bad.
Dude, what the fuck?
I need to show you this bite. This bite is crazy.
And
it's like right... It's
and like
right on...
Where?
My haunch.
Ooh. Ow.
Like my outer pussy. My back outer pussy.
Oh, that almost made me spit out my tea. Outer pussy I was expecting. But back...
Back outer pussy. Right. Whoa, where'd that come from?
Back outer pussy is such a specific...
Jesus.
That sounded like a science fiction, like one of those sci-fi movies where it's just, but it's like, and they say it's sci-fi, but it's an excuse for softcore porn where they're like, Captain, we've got to go back. And they're like, back where? Back to outer pussy.
Yeah.
They just got back from orbit. We've got to go back to outer pussy. I can't stop picturing it.
I think I'm going to get a trash can in case I throw up. That cough, like, did something to me.
Yeah, I get a garbage can.
I'm really sick. This is also, and I know we've said this a million times, but I'm like, I didn't even drink that much yesterday.
I know.
Like, I just, because it's like automatically you go to like, I've got to be hungover.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I had a hot dog. Oh, I had a hot dog.
That's
is probably why I'm dying.
That'll do you.
And then I had a couple of drinks. We kicked everybody out.
Where did you have a hot dog?
At a barbecue at our house.
Ooh.
They were fancy hot dogs. But it did. Ugh. Oh, now I'm talking about it. I'm getting a trash can.
Yeah.
This is... Oh, God. I hope I throw up on the podcast.
Yeah, get a trash can. I'm just making...
This is going to be the greatest day of Preston's life. I'm going to take a picture after we record of my setup. He's going to come. He's going to walk in the bedroom. I just have four beverage cups. the bathroom trash can next to me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's going to be the best day of Preston's life and one of the best episodes if you throw up.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I mean, for our friends and listeners, I would love to throw up in that trash can for you guys, right. You know?
Yeah, just for them.
Just for you.
Dude, I got to tell you, it is really fun because I make notes now. It just makes it a little bit easier when I'm editing. I make notes about like when we take breaks or if something happens.
When
and
we
to
take
make an
shit,
edit.
Shit breaks or get the bathroom trash can in case I throw up breaks.
So last week, the first bodily function break we had to take was at 9:23 at that mark. And that was a shit break. And today, we made it all the way to 290 before we had a puke break.
Oh, good. Hey, I have not thrown up yet. If I throw up, I will throw up on mic, guys. Don't worry. We are all about authenticity here.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and start bragging that we took a puke break like a fifth of the way into the show. It wasn't a puke break. It was a plan. It was a trash can break. Ugh.
I just feel terrible. Being sick's the worst.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's also, if you are hungover, it's always easy because it's like, oh, I did this to me. It's my fault.
Yeah.
I feel like shit. It's my dumb fault. This is just, isn't that my fault, guys? I feel sick and it's not fair. I didn't do anything.
It's not my fault. God. It is. I do that. I justify, and I notice that I justify, like, if I feel shittier, or if I'm, like, bloated, I'm always, like, if I feel shitty, I have to be, like, it's not hangover, it's not booze, it's not drugs. And then the other thing is, if I'm, like, bloated, or it's, like, right before my period, I'll be, like, I swear to God, all I ate was, and I feel like I have to list all my food.
Yeah.
Six bagels. Yeah, or before you dessert. I feel like I have to justify, like, if I'm out and I'm going to be like, I'm getting dessert. I feel like I always, like, will list what I ate to be like, I'm allowed to eat this.
Yeah.
It's fucking mental. I feel less than ideal, but what are you going to do? I got a house guest. We had Brussels sprouts at 10 o'clock at night. It was great.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
How many hot dogs did you have?
Well, they were pancetta chopped up over the top of. I like my hot dogs. Can I get those diced and over some Brussels?
And
thanks.
Not hot dogs? Great. Thank you.
Right.
Most importantly, I like my hot dogs to not be hot dogs.
Right. Instead of dessert last night, we got like three orders of just different fried like vegetables. And I was like, because I just wanted something to eat. And I'm like, it's nice to have like a full, it's nice, but also dangerous to have a restaurant that's like full blown high-end Italian food that serves until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
A block from me. It's great,
but forget terrible.
It. But then you're like, do we need a, he's like, should we get a pasta? And I was like, we should not get a pasta. It's 10:30 at night. Negative.
But also, yes.
Also, but yes, yeah. We should get a pasta.
I know. So wait a minute. So you guys had a barbecue. So you had the whole place to yourself?
Yes. Which or was
it,
very
or
nice.
Was it the, or was the four of you? You did it with the parents.
I would have fucking killed myself. Yeah. They're gone all weekend. So we just had a couple people over. It was very nice. I only got two new bug bites.
That's awesome. One of them happens to be
on my back, outer pussy,
in a sweet, sweet spot.
I have to take a picture and show it to you. It's crazy. Well, then another. I have one on my foot, so my foot's all swollen again, and it's swollen right next to my ankle scar where that screws in my ankle. So yeah. I got to take a picture. It looks really cool. It looks like a little belly button on my ankle.
Oh, that's kind of belly button.
Yeah.
Or puckered asshole.
Either. It looks either one. Could be both.
That bug bite thing is, I'm going to start my period like any second. And then.
Oh, this is comments. Good. You'll start bleeding on the episode. I'll throw up in a trash can.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Oh, I just any second. It's nice to have like a disclaimer before you get naked. You're like, just a heads up. I might start bleeding on you like any fucking second. Yeah. People are like, great.
Perfect. So I'll put the... Oh, Preston was cleaning the room the other day. My vibrator was next to the bed and it's like sheath. It has like a little pocket. pocket? Yeah, I don't think. Like a, it's like a satin bag. You know, it's really classy.
Is it really?
It's what it came with. Like, hey, whatever.
Is that the one?
We should
that,
be like, ashamed the- of our vibrators, so they need to be hidden in sacks. So hidden so in satin sacks.
So they package it like a miniature bottle of Crown Royal.
Yeah, yes.
Or Crown Royal, Crown, whatever the fuck you say.
Crown Royal. What are? sorry.
I had to make a decision. I couldn't remember how it was pronounced.
I also almost called you Preston.
Oh. Well, my hair is wet and slicked back. To be hair.
To be hair. I mean, yeah.
To be hair.
My fair is slicked back.
Right. In a similar fashion to that of Preston's. The length is kind of the same.
It's basically the same because he needs a fucking haircut. You do have a better hairline, though.
A little. It's because I have the bangs pushed forward. He just needs to... I'll look.
Get bangs. He just needs to get... Bangs. Perfect.
Tell Preston.
Oh, he'd look great with bangs. I'll let him know.
Yeah. Have he do bangs on his forehead because he already has lip bangs. And so.
Lip bangs?
Mustache?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got a bang right over his
big old pair.
He has a bang over his lips. Oh, I like your mouth bangs, bro.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what?
Your mouth bang. Sorry?
Yeah.
It's weirder now. Now it makes less sense than it just did.
Right. Yeah, your mouth bangs are nice. I like it. It's just like, you know.
It tickles my face.
Yeah.
No, but so he was like cleaning up. He was like picking up stuff. And it fell out of the sack. And I come upstairs and it's just laying next to the bed. He just like left it there. And I went downstairs and I was like, did you like drop my vibrator and then just like get scared and run away from it? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, babe, my vibrator's on the floor. I didn't just leave my vibrator on the floor. And he's like, oh, yeah, it fell out of the thing. And I was like, and you just left it? I was like, babe, are you intimidated by my vibrator? He's like, shut up. No. God. I don't know. Sorry, I left it on the ground. I was like, it was just like a weird, it looked.
Well, it's like,
who hurt you?
Yeah. It's just a weird thing, too. That's so strange to me.
It's weird, like, that he just left it on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to... I was like, are you disgusted by it? Because you touch my vagina not quite as often as my vibrator, but pretty close.
Right. Yeah, I would think that it would be like, cool, because this was in your pussy. You know what I mean?
I just thought it was funny that he just left it.
Yeah, it's
on the
weird.
Floor. It's super weird. I think it like freaked him out.
Well,
not like,
it's
ew,
weird,
gross.
But just, yeah.
I think, but it
like,
freaked,
oh,
him
God.
Out. Yeah.
It's
my competition.
It's like, it's like he walked in on you fucking a construction worker.
Yeah, exactly. But my,
he's like, oh, what do I do? It's the other.
Because I was like, it would have been better if you just picked it up and put it away. And then I wouldn't have known. Because now I'm going to make fun of you for this.
Right,
basically,
because it's
my thing. I was like, you idiot.
Well, it's a funny thing just because it's a weird thing. Because it's like, either it's like, oh, I'm afraid of it. Or it's like you found out your spouse is cheating and you're like, I want you to know, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Yes. Oh my God, that's totally. I want you to know that I know that you masturbate. Yeah. Yeah, totally. All the time. Cool.
I just want you to know. It's like a parent finding like weed or something.
And they put it on their pillow like a fucking mint at a hotel.
Yeah. And they're just like, and they don't say anything. That's actually scarier. Because they're just like, I just want you to know that I know.
Yeah. But like the thing is, I'm 32 years old and it's a vibrator. He didn't found heroin needles.
he didn't found any other drugs. It's not like he done finded.
Yeah, what the fuck? Have you guys heard I live in St. Louis now?
Well, but again, to be hair. I want to say this.
H-A-I-R or H-A-R-E?
Ooh, both. You guys, here's the thing. And I think, and this is what I know, like being in the house there. And I understand, here's my, before I sound like a cunt, disclaimer. Yes, I understand being grateful and having gratitude that you guys have a place to live and you can stay there for free while you're starting your business, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, living there, I mean, even I, as a full-grown adult, who was in, like, when I come back to visit, I'm going to, like, if we can work it out, obviously, if you guys have your own place, whatever, like, I'll do an Airbnb again and we can just stay there. And not that I don't appreciate the hospitality.
Oh, we will have our own place by the time you're here in October.
Yeah. But like...
Or I will have my own place in California.
I... Do you know what I... I actually thought about that today. I was like... As I was just like on a walk this morning...
I'm
like,
sorry, how were you walking?
I was walking, moving just my arms. Yep.
See, like, Wendy really like likes to sway brother. Side to side, apparently, yeah. When she's doing her morning walks. Her jaunts.
I like to move my... Right, I like to move my arms. You know, I don't carry weights, but I pretend I'm carrying weights. Every little bit counts. And so I flail wildly while I walk. And but I thought about that. I thought about your old apartment in Hollywood. And I was like, why doesn't Megan just get her own? Because I was like, God, a studio apartment, I bet it's cheap. So part of me, my brain, just thinking about like, so you could sleep. I was like, it probably is cheap. You could probably get a studio apartment as like a crash pad for like $500 a month.
Yeah, probably.
And you could be like... And then that way, and then you guys can like live part time at the house until you get like, that was my first thought. I was like,
oh no, we're like, we're looking at places the next 2 weeks.
Awesome. Awesome.
Like I'm like October 1st.
Yeah. You got to sleep because that's part of like anytime, even to visit like a parent's house or to be in, even though it's not the house where he grew up, like to be in a house with your parents, you revert to feeling and acting like you did when you were a kid.
I fucking hate it.
And even when I was there, I felt weird. And what's weird about
it is I should
leave
my vibrators all over the house. You're right.
Yeah. Just plant them everywhere. I make everybody fucking deal with it. Well, and that's like, so I think that he's not weird, but like he's reverting to as if he were 12, because even if you look at the decor of the apartment, I mean,
oh,
or house, what?
Have we talked about that? How the rooms are Preston themed and Jason themed? Have we talked about that?
I don't think we have, because I would have been more emotionally prepared for sleeping in the Jason room and also looking at like pictures of like shirtless children.
Yeah. Oh, all those pictures. I'm like, I can't handle those ones where it's like a glamour shot.
Yes.
And just like Preston, his brother topless, like back to each other, arms crossed, like. Just a couple of bros. This is how we hang out at home all the time. Jeans, no top.
No top, extra hair gel.
So fucking weird.
I mean, like, I get being into your kids, but not like, I mean, I get it's like, you want to like your kids. Like, you should love your kids, not be in love with them.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I feel like
that's the difference.
Preston's room's way better, because I'm looking... Preston's room, our room, ugh. There's one thing that's actually cute that his mom made when he was born, and then there's his baseball cards on the wall from when he was little, but then there's only like two pictures of him.
Yeah.
Whereas Jason's room,
I mean,
is, wow.
It's... And here's the other thing too, and not to be whatever.
It's just nice to fall asleep and look at like a watercolor painting of a 4-year-old.
And by drift off to sleep, I mean try to masturbate in a stranger's house.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
one
that's
of my
the thing.
Favorite
I don't
activities.
Want to jerk off looking at a watercolor picture of a 4-year-old.
No.
Who's my boyfriend's brother? No, thank you.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to look in the room.
Yeah, you can't. I'm gonna just close my eyes and masturbate like a psycho.
Like a serial killer.
Yeah. So first of all, the Wi-Fi is real shoddy in that place. So I didn't want to watch porn. And I left my fucking earphones for my laptop. in New York, so I couldn't watch porn because it would be audible. So what are my options? Either close my eyes like a serial killer or
jerk
masturbate
off to a 4-year-old.
A painting of your child. And now that's not my fault. That's on his parents.
Yes, true. Good point.
So, yeah.
You should sue them.
I got a big problem with those people. And you know what? I'm going to send you my vibrator, and I want you to leave my vibrator.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah. Just move it. Like, what is it? Like the naughty elf or what is that? Like the thing they do for kids?
Oh, elf on a shelf.
Yes. Naughty elf. Sorry.
Oh, this is an excellent. Well, I think because what if we just turned it on? Don't you think it'd be like a Roomba?
Yes.
Like it just kind of like scooch along the floor slowly.
I think you should use your vibrator and leave it like elf on a shelf, and just we could decorate it and have it doing like different like mischief and like put it in the refrigerator.
Like, I'll put googly eyes on it.
Yep.
Which, why haven't I done that already?
I know. Because how far up do you put it in your pussy?
I don't put it in my pussy at all.
Oh, you just rub it on the top?
Yeah. The top.
Yeah, you know.
Front, back, top, bottom. Those are the quadrants right. of a pussy.
Front, back, top, bottom.
Inner, outer.
Right. Inner, outer, back, outer.
We know the female body very well. Hire us to work in a public school as health teachers.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
So yeah, because I don't even put it in. So I can just cover the thing in googly eyes. What are you doing? Why is your tongue sticking out? Did it stop recording?
Because who knows when Apple is going to try to fuck me and be like, you can no longer record.
Yeah, let's see how long this lasts.
Can you?
I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah.
Because it's going to say it again.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's just, is it going to let us finish the episode or is it going to end 5 minutes into recording?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think it's fine because I noticed it started happening. Hey, welcome back to Pussy Fart Gang Tech Talk. So I'll put some fun music in there.
We had to take a break.
Yeah, because my laptop just stopped recording and said, you have no more storage space. Which is
a lie.
Fucking lie. I have so much storage space. Well, that's the last couple of days.
I have too much. Some would say too much storage space.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I was going to offer? When you sign up for the Patreon, not only do you get bonus content, but you get extra cloud storage.
Because I have so much, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. I was going to be like, send me your fucking files.
Preferably of back outer pussies.
Yeah. I want to... Yeah, send me good pictures so I have something to look at when I'm rubbing the top of my pussy. Yeah.
The top's where the good stuff is.
Right. That's where all the, you know, it's like the gushy part, right?
Oh,
no, the top is, you the rub top the top.
Gushy part.
So the top is, no, the top is like.
Babe, closer to my top gushy part.
I guess, well, it depends on the size. No, the top part sometimes, if you do it right, the top part gets hard. So the top part's more of kind of like, oh, this is a gross thought. No, this is, I know we're like joking about top, back, bottom, squishy, gushy, but you want to talk about something gross that I thought about yesterday while I was examining my pussy lips?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was like, you know what is, because I was like, because the skin, like, and I know some people have a lot smaller pussies. But I was just like the lips. I was like looking at the texture because I was shaving, and I go and I was like, I need to like moisturize extra here. You know what I mean? Like I moisturize everywhere.
I'm sorry. Was your pussy trapped?
Well,
was your pussy ashy? Did you have an ashy pussy?
I had an
trapped ashy pussy. That's the new name of the show. Right.
Well,
we're just a couple of chapped, ashy pussies.
Right. Well, and for sure, we call it a chassis. It's cuter.
It's much cuter.
Don't worry about lotion.
Though people think it's a car show, so that's great. We'll get a bunch of new listeners.
Right. I mean,
like, they almost never talk about cars.
Ah, a couple of chassis Cathys over there. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, like, we talk a lot? No. Their pussies are ashy.
Very, very ashy. So chapped.
But when you're... So, like, the top part, the clit, like, when you're a baby and then your body is, like, morphing into, like, male or female genitalia, if it goes... This is why I think, because I got a lot of testosterone, because I have a big pussy, so I think I maybe started growing dick and balls, but then it stopped. I mean, that's every woman.
Yeah, that's literally, I was going to be like, whoa.
But I think mine, like, went, I got a little extra, too much extra tea. That's why everything's so much bigger. Because you got to moisturize, because the pussy lips, that's what would become balls. So that's why that skin gets fucking saggy and gross like balls if you don't moisturize it. Not that mine is saggy and gross.
My pussy is very high and tight. I don't know what is going on with your pussy.
No, I was just looking at it. I was
your
shaving.
Saggy, chapped, and ashy pussy.
Yeah, I just looked at it and I was like, do I need boat? It's not, it's just as weird. I was just like looking at it in a weird, I'm like, when it's not plump and you're not like horny, it's not ideal. I was sitting Indian style looking at it, just messing with it.
Oh my God. Are you 12? What is...
Yes. I told you, being in Preston's parents' house, you revert to your childhood.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in front of a full-length mirror, just
poking
at my vagina.
Yeah, going like, I should really moisturize the outer pussy. I need to bleach the back outer pussy and moisturize top outer pussy.
Have you done that yet?
No, I said I was going to. I have the bleach in my cabinet.
Oh, hi, Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, he's sitting on my lap. Oh, all right. There we go.
And goodbye. Oh, this is speaking of lips. I cut my face yesterday. Yeah. I didn't know. And then wallpaper were over, and Preston was like, babe, do you have blood on your face? And I was like, I don't have fucking blood on my face. And then I did, and I was like, how did I cut my face? And then I cut my face on a piece of crusty bread. I swear to God. Look, you can see it.
Oh my God. Yeah? That's like a serious cut.
It looks like a paper cut.
Yeah, I know. That to me is a serious cut. I'm trying to emotionally heal from my dog bite and not
crunch,
be like
crunchy bread. Crusty, crunchy, toasted, grilled bread.
That's
the
fattest
thing I've ever done in my life. How did you get a cut on your face? Food.
But food goes in your mouth. I was just so excited to get it in there.
I was just rubbing it all over my face.
Yeah.
Just rubbing hard, crunchy bread all over my face.
I was just like, oh, I need to get into my mouth as quickly as possible. I didn't have time to
let's
look for point
way.
Of entry.
Let's try this way.
Ah, it's got to be close.
Yeah, so now I have a fucking bread cut on my face.
You're like, well, I would open my acetic sandwich, but everywhere I look, there's watercolors of naked toddlers. So I got to close my eyes for every fucking
activity. Yeah, exactly. I can't look at anything.
It's not bug bites. Those are not bug bites. Those you're lying to cover up that you're just walking into.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm just walking into everything.
You're like, Megan, why do you have so many bruises on your legs? Preston hits me.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem right.
He beats me daily. I'm certainly not walking around with my eyes closed.
I'll tell you that. That's not happening.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like the food thing. I actually, can I tell you this? You know what might be why my throat is still sore? Speaking of food injuries, I did pick up 2 bags of hot corn at the St. Louis airport.
I still can't find hot corn.
You should have got some at the airport when you were going back. I was going to tell you that.
I know. Well, I was going to, but then I didn't.
Yeah, well, you probably had other shit to do.
Yeah. But, dude, it's fucking nowhere.
Well,
I'm really concerned. Old Vienna, please get at me.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Contact us. Let us know. Well, here's the issue with the hot corn. While it is delicious, the amount of sugar and just the amount, just the ingredients compound in one, it felt like a chemical burn on my tongue from eating like a half a bag. Cause I was like, this is great. And I was having hot corn and a Coke Zero. It was right when I got back. I was still like really living the St. Louis dream.
Oh yeah. Just really trying to kill yourself, trying to actively kill yourself.
Yep. I was like, this is great. And then I went to go eat something else the next day. And I was like, it feels like I gargled acid.
Your body won't let you.
Yeah.
Your body's like, you must eat, continue to eat hot corn.
Yeah, you eat hot corn or you eat nothing. Oh, I'm not editing that out. No, I won't.
What, my burp?
Yeah.
Or hot corn?
Both. And I got a pen in my mouth like an editor.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Wendy looks very serious.
I am.
Her tongue's like, out of her mouth again.
Well, the first time my tongue was out of my mouth was my tongue really sticking out when I was trying to see what?
Yes, it's the same thing Preston does when you're thinking. You like
stick
just barely. It's barely stick it out. I was doing it for her.
Yeah, my dad does that, and I'm always like, my brother does that. I'm like, look at these fucking dumb assholes. But now I figured out I do it too.
Oh, God. Preston does it all the time.
It's such a weird.
And he has no idea. Like, I don't think he knew at all until we started dating and I started telling him because I'm a real asshole.
Yeah.
So like, here's something to make fun of you for, idiot.
When is the first time that you noticed it and pointed it out? Or did, like, immediately?
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, do you know that that's, like, genuine? I was like, do you know your tongue's out of your mouth? And he was like, my tongue isn't out of my mouth. Like, really didn't think.
And you were like, oh no, yes it is. My brother, that was growing up, my brother would do it. We would mess with him. My mom would always, like, my brother would, and my, you know, he's like a child, like reading or trying to do something and trying to think. And my mom would go over and like poke his tongue. So we used to like really fuck with him.
God, why did he have a drug problem? I don't.
I know. I don't
can't
understand.
Figure out why he would turn to drugs
as he's.
And alcohol. I don't get it.
As he's trying to like. Better himself. He's like,
yeah,
practicing,
he's trying to read.
And we're like, look at this fucking asshole with his tongue out. Oh, are you learning words? Da, da, da.
What a fucking loser.
Oh, you need a, you, oh, you're getting your book. Don't forget your helmet. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't get, I just can't understand why he'd start doing drugs. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. And then when our parents got divorced and he was hyperactive and acting out, instead of being like, let's talk about your feelings, they were like, somebody get that kid some fucking Ritalin. It's so crazy. I was talking about this. It's such a weird thing because my parents, like, I think they like get it, but, and we've talked about this, but it's something that I just have to like not bring up because I try to bring up with my, you know, with talking about Jefferson, and I'll be like, I'm like, I mean, I'm glad he's like not doing heroin, but he still is like stuck in the cycle of like not talking, dealing with his emotions and just like,
yeah.
And they're like, and I understand that, but then I go, and I'll be every time. And I brought it up the other day and like both of my parents and they're divorced, but they both are like, don't want to talk because they feel shitty.
Yeah. They feel shitty about it, but they don't want to. So instead of doing anything to solve the problem or attempt to fix it, it's way easier to just be like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'll be like, well, he was given meth when he was a child.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, no, but that's what it was. And I go, I'm not saying it's like your guys'. I'm like, I'm just like, I'm not blaming anyone, but like, if we can, let's just be honest about like
the situation.
Right. Then, because maybe even that, just to have that conversation with him would maybe click with him. And then it's almost where like, it sounds dumb, but like you have to go back to the point of like pain.
Yeah.
To try to fix it. But it's just, anyway, it's fucking bananas. And so I have to be like, all right, well, I guess we're not going to talk about it. And no one's going to accept any kind of responsibility for anything. Like, I understand being responsible for your decisions and your actions. But at some point, also, it's not a bad idea to be like, oh, I also have responsibility in fucking my kid up.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah. And just apologize. Like, it's not that, it's not. It's not the worst idea.
Fuck you, Wendy. How dare you suggest?
It's a weird conversation to have. It's just, and then I have to just like not talk about it with, and then, you know, it's weird to just be like, And then I talked to him. I'm like, you know, you're doing this out of a, like, because you don't really, because you were on drugs when you were a kid, and, like, maybe you could, like, stop, and you're also, like, doing this because you hate yourself on some level, which is why you're trying to kill yourself with drugs and alcohol. And he's like, no, it's because mom left when we were, I'm like, okay, you're right. Yeah, well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I guess it's nobody's fault.
Yeah.
Or it's someone else's complete fault.
It's no one's problem, I think. Nobody's problem.
It's everyone else's fault and simultaneously.
And nobody's problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should write a self-help book.
Well, we should.
Everybody's fault, nobody's problem.
Hey,
by
first
bitch
of all,
and piglet.
Right. Come with, what's your problem? They're like, well, I've been struggling with this my whole life. I have OCD. Well, find someone to blame it on, and then also, not your fucking problem. Yeah, yeah. Let's go back in time. Your third grade teacher's a piece of shit. Not your problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, check that stove. Yeah. Feel free to keep checking that stove and counting your teeth. Or whatever weird
counting
fucking
teeth
habits.
I haven't had a teeth fallout dream in a while. I think that's a good thing.
Do you have those a lot?
I used to.
Yeah.
I'd always have the teeth fallout dreams, and then I'd have the, like, not finish, like, almost be done with college and then fuck it up at the last minute. I'd have that dream a lot, include, like, after college.
Yeah. I would have, and the windows are open. That's as beautiful sounds in New York if you'd heard the motorcycle. Yeah, the not finished school thing, I only had recently, and it was part of right before I quit drinking. Right, but it was, like, right before I, like, took, like, when I was, like, I gotta, like, right before when I was like, I gotta, like, stop fucking around. I was drinking and doing a lot of drugs. I would have that dream all the time, and I'd never had it before. And it was,
I used to get that one a lot.
Well, but it makes sense.
I haven't had that in a long time.
Well, that's because, and that would make sense that you haven't had it because you're actually, like, because you're now in St. Louis, open your own business, because you're doing what you want to do. So, like, that your brain is not telling you, like, you need to fucking achieve this goal. Like, because you're doing the thing that you want to be doing. So you're not having that dream.
Yeah, now I just have this dream where I murder two people whose house I live in. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now I just have that dream all the time.
That's nice, because that's a nice thing.
I wish I had that dream. I feel like that would get a lot of tension out. That'd be like a putting a vibrator on the top gushy part.
Right.
Emotionally. Yeah. Right.
It's like putting
just a big
vibrator.
Like, release.
Well, but it would be good or bad, because here's the thing. It's like, yeah, that's like a wet dream for your brain. That's yeah. Like, that's like your brain coming.
Oh, I haven't had a good sex dream in a long time. Probably because I'm in a house where I, like, don't feel comfortable even having a sex dream.
No, well, and you're also in a house where you don't feel comfortable having a sex dream, and your sex partner doesn't feel comfortable with anything sex related. You're living with your adult boyfriend who's, like, mentally reverted to being a child. He's trying to buy pictures of himself with, like, hair gel and just, like, topless and with hockey sticks. Black and white topless photos of him and his brother.
I know. I wish we should... I should post some of these.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't care.
Of course not. Why would he? Yeah. He has to live with me.
Yeah,
he downloads, he rates and reviews, guys.
Yep.
That's he's all the one star reviews. That's how he's just like, so he hates having to listen to this for so many years. That's his shitty passive aggressive. He just goes on iTunes and, like, looks around, makes sure no one's watching, and presses the one star.
Yeah. We should look, like, zoom in on those profile pictures. It looks like it's just nothing, but it's just going to be a close-up. It's just these one-star reviews are all by seeming, like, watercolored toddlers.
Yeah, these are all by just someone who has lip bangs.
Yeah, it's just, like, weird naked children and then... mustaches.
The moustache.
Yeah. No, it is nice. Yeah, so post picture of those, because that's pictures of all the... It's creepy.
It's very creepy.
Yeah, and he's not even touching... Yeah, he's mentally... It's like... It's a bad time... It's a bad time machine you're living in.
Bad time machine. That's my favorite 80s band.
Right. It's just like... And not that it's not nice when people make you food, but there's something that like... When you walk down, and even like when I was going to the airport, where they're like, we have sandwiches, we have like that kind of stuff drives me up and I don't.
Me too. I'm just like, leave me alone.
And I understand that it's like a nice thing to do.
I have someone to tell to go get unsalted saltines and soup.
Right.
I don't need anybody else to do it.
Yeah. I don't need someone else being like, do you want a half a sandwich? And I understand that it's nice, but it's also like, I'm a grown up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm a grown up. I already stole food from your cupboard when you were asleep.
Okay, this is another thing. And I had this like, just like total, it reminded me of being in high school after I had a job and I'd start buying stuff. And it's because it was the exact same thing. But like when I had a job and I'd get Godiva, had this really good, it was like a chocolate raspberry ice cream. It was so fucking good. And I like multiple times my dad would eat the whole thing and like I'd come home from work and be like, fuck yeah, that ice cream's in the freezer. And it'd be gone and I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Preston's dad ate all of our ice cream from the market.
What?
Remember when you bought those two things of ice cream and we forgot about them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was literally, I fucking went to the gym, came home, was like, I went to the gym, so I'm going to waste it on ice cream. But I was so excited for that mint chip ice cream. I was so excited. And I was like, where's the ice cream? Yeah.
You're like, where's the ice cream?
Was like, Preston was like, oh, I think my dad ate all of it. And I was like, are you fucking? Which is so stupid. It's their house. Eat whatever. But again, it's just like, I'm too fucking old to have roommates. I don't want to deal with this shit.
Right.
Like, I want to be in my own space where I can fucking go downstairs with my every quadrant of my pussy out.
Right.
And grab some mint chocolate chip ice cream. And stand there like Porky Pig.
Yeah, I just want to stand there.
Eating
out
with my pussy out. Eating ice cream with my pussy hanging out.
This is why our
pussy
lips...
And one tit out the top of my shirt.
Yeah, this is why our pussy lips are chapped. Because when you got to put pants on to go downstairs and get ice cream.
Exactly.
That's not a life I want to live.
No. It's a life no one should want to live.
You get
this
out of the
America,
shower.
God damn it.
Yeah. I should be able to slather Vaseline all over my chassis.
Or Vagisil. Probably a mixture of both.
And then I like to walk around. Because if even then you moisturize and then you throw on some pants to go downstairs and get ice cream, now guess what? They're mold. You're gonna grow mold.
You're gonna get mold on your chassis.
Right. And no one wants, the only thing worse than a chapped pussy is a moldy chassis. So you can't.
Guys, is anyone still listening?
Oh. The only other option would be that they're violently masturbating.
Yeah. To watercolors of toddlers.
Ooh, is this a Georgia O'Keeffe painting? No, it's a watercolor of a moldy chassis. Excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry, is that weird? It's not my moldy chassis, it's the moldy chassis of my child. This room is dedicated to everything.
It's all the big milestones. That was her first moldy chassis. So we threw her in the car and rushed her over to our local art fair.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fart gang. With the
podcast.